I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. FIBA's first global jam came to Toronto from July 5th to 10th. The international basketball tournament showcased under 23 women's and men's teams competing at Toronto Metropolitan University's Mattamy Athletic Center. Audiences were able to catch glimpses of the game's rising stars, including the ever-growing pool of Canadian talent, as well as partake in the community events at Yonge and Dundas Square. Today, sports photographer Curtis Martin comments on the importance of promoting Canada's growing talent on bigger stages, sustaining the growth of basketball nationwide, and the potential for more showcases and development opportunities in both Toronto and across Canada.
I'm Curtis Martin. Who am I? I'm a photographer, sports writer slash podcaster, and I work for, I guess now, TMU Athletics.
Awesome. So you were a photographer for Global Jam. Can you tell me more about that experience, please?
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool because obviously this is the first time it's ever been put on the event by Basketball Canada. So, you know, going into it, you didn't really know much about, you know, what to expect or what the event was going to be like. And I mean, it was kind of a crazy experience because, you know, you, at least for me personally, I can't speak. Most photographers didn't do this, but I'm just a little crazy. I shot all four games every day. So I was probably getting there at 9 a.m, leaving about midnight, usually every night, including the editing time when I get home. So they're long days, but it was really good because I think it's really cool to have, obviously we have the Raptors, so it's not like we don't have high end basketball in the city, but having like high end international talent that you could watch in Toronto, and especially as a TMU student in our own building, which is really cool. And especially seeing the, you know, the hockey arena get converted into a basketball court, which is, I mean, I'll throw this out there, it's something I want to see happen for an actual Rams game this year, but, you know, might not be in the cards, but I don't know. It's just a great event. And I know they're looking forward to doing it again next year. I can't confirm if it's going to be at the MAC or not, but yeah, this is a really good event.
Awesome. And so in your opinion, why do you think this tournament, like this showcase, was important for Canadian basketball?
It's important because it's development, right? Like anytime you're under the national team or like the senior team, as some people want to call it, it's all about developing the players to make it to the senior team. Because let's be real, like U19, U17 teams, obviously, you know, their accomplishments are like well regarded, and you know, there's nothing against those tournaments, but what the big deal is the Olympics, you know, the World Cup, like those big events that we're trying to get into and trying to become a top nation. The only way that's going to happen is if we develop players after the crop of NBA players that we see playing in the national team now. So I think, you know, seeing the Miller brothers, you know, perform at a pretty high level of this event is going to be big for Canada basketball. And, you know, going on the women's side, seeing people like Shaidae Wilson, who's a really good point guard out of Duke, play for Canada and obviously, you know, do well for Canada is good. And I think that that's what this tournament was all about, is to showcase, you know, top end talent and to give them more international tournament experience at the U23 level, which is something that, you know, I don't think FIBA's really seen until now. So that's why I think, you know, there's a chance this tournament could even grow from what they had this year. You know, I think once more countries saw kind of what was happening, what it was like, I think they'll have more interest for more top end talent countries.
Along with the tournament, events like a 3-on-3 competition were hosted outside at Yonge and Dundas Square. Curtis describes how unique it was to have Global Jam in Toronto and sees reception with the community.
Yonge Dundas Square had the 3v3 going on, and that happened all weekend. And, you know, it was kind of more of a festival kind of style. And I think, you know, Toronto doesn't really have that kind of sports presence. Like, we haven't had those kind of events come to Toronto where, you know, it's kind of like a party. Like, you know, when I think about that in Canada, it's usually like, you know, you go to Olympics like Montreal, Vancouver, and then you go to like stuff like the draft, and like, couldn't tell you the last time the draft's been in Toronto. So like, you know, having those kind of events where, you know, the general public can get involved and they can see great talent. Like, there was some really good talent in that 3v3, some talent from over the pros. I know one of the Scrub brothers, who's a men's national team member was playing on one of the teams. So, you know, seeing that talent for free, walking up to Young Dundas Square, being able to see that, and then obviously, you know, having this international talent be exposed to the city is always a good thing. And for your, for the Toronto Raptors fans out there, you know, Bobby Masai got a good chance to look at some of those prospects that you're seeing, especially a couple of the Americans who are supposed to be going pretty high in drafts coming up soon.
Support for the tournament was evident in the attendees. Toronto Raptors management, as well as reigning rookie of the year, Scotty Barnes, were present at the games. Others include Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, arguably one of Canada's biggest stars in the NBA today.
Scotty Barnes was there. Roberto Insigne was there. Penny Oleksiak showed up. So like a lot of, I guess we'll call them celebrities, showed up to the games and showed their support. And then obviously Max Kerman from the Arkells is a big Canada basketball guy, so he was there as well. So, you know, just seeing all that support's always great for the game. And obviously I think a lot of people forget this, but basketball is still kind of a growing sport in Canada. It's not at its peak, not anywhere close to it. So I think, you know, this is just kind of like another jumping off point for basketball and just, you know, the popularity of the sport in the country.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the next thing I'd like to ask you about is, you know, like that conversation is getting louder on the growth of Canadian basketball. And from what you were able to see from this tournament, is Canada heading in the right direction? Did you like what you saw from the players?
Yeah, I think like it's, you know, obviously the men didn't end up, you know, doing what we wanted them to do. They got knocked out in the semis to a pretty good American team. I mean, you know, a tough loss. But I think, you know, this showcase showed some of the talent that's coming up through the college system for the Canadians, which, you know, predominantly that's where most of, you know, our big talent has gone through, which is the NCAA system. And like the Miller brothers and Carr, you know, a product out of University of Texas, you know, some pretty big names that I think we'll see on the national team, if not in the next like 2 or 3 years, I think moving forward when we're trying to see that next crop of players, you know, try to fill in and not replace, but try to like take, you know, our roster to the next level. Instead of making it a 5 deep, make it into a 10 deep where those guys can be bench roles to begin with. And then, you know, maybe eventually they become starters. But I just think it's good because the more you can get them games, especially in a Canada basketball system, especially like all the soccer fans know out there that, you know, national teams and your club team's a lot different. So, you know, having them be able to get that club experience is always something that's really important and expose them to, you know, new coaches, which is, you know, as a player for me, always getting a chance to like work with a new coach was always a good thing.
This was really one of the only tournaments that had both the men and women's team featured at the same time. Do you think like there was that interest, that I guess enthusiasm right now that they could keep doing this outside of the Olympics?
Oh, 100%. I think that, well, I think you just have to look at the grassroots level of the game. Like it's growing so much. I think ever since that Raptors won in 2019, we've seen that basketball has kind of taken over in this country. And it's not just at the national level, or it's not just at the U23 level. It's not just at Global Jam. But I think if you ask a lot of people in Canada basketball, that this event wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the Raptors winning a championship. Like, I think, you know, so many people have kind of fell in love with that team, fell in love with basketball over that year when they were really going off. And, you know, I think that that's going to have ripple effects. Same thing like with baseball when the Jays were good, you know, it's going to have ripple effects. More Canadian baseball players, more Canadian basketball players are going to be coming because of that. And, you know, I think it also helps that there's such a good group of young Canadians playing in the NBA right now. Like you said, Shai, Louis Dor, Chris Boucher, you know, you can name off a bunch of guys throughout the league that are Canadian and are showing. Jamal Murray, you know, Andrew Wiggins, who just won a championship. Like, you know, Canada basketball is arguably at its highest point that it's probably ever been. So I think that, you know, we can only go up from here, and that, you know, that's going to come through the growth of the game, which we're going to see.
Canada's women's team was coached by TMU head coach Carly Clark. She led the team to victory over France in the championship game during the 2021-2022 season. Clark also led TMU's women's team to winning the U Sports Championship, as well as a perfect season.
Carly doesn't like it when people pump her up or like oversell, what she calls overselling her. She likes to be very modest, so she's not going to like this. But I think, you know, the one great thing about my job as a photographer is what I love. And sometimes I find myself not even taking photos and just sitting there because I have the excuse that I'm able to, is I love being right beside the timeout huddles. You know, obviously I get a couple of shots, but, you know, listening to what she has to say, she always has a very direct message, which as a coach is really good. And I think that, you know, she just brings something out of her players that, you know, it's kind of not, you're not able to quantify it, but I saw it at Ryerson and I've seen it, you know, in the limited time I saw her coach for, you know, the Canadian national team. But I just think she's an overall good coach. I mean, she's been doing it for a long time. I mean, she's been coaching at Ryerson since 2012. She's been assistant coaches on the the senior women's team. She's coached in Canada basketball before this event. So, you know, this has been a long time coming for her. So, I mean, personally, I was really happy just to see her, you know, have that success, have, you know, the stat that's going around there, that 29-0 kind of year. So, I mean, you know, what better way to showcase, you know, her abilities than, you know, not just winning on the U Sports level, but now also winning on an international level in a tournament like this against some tough teams like France, who have a lot of great talent. So, I mean, it's all, I mean, obviously she would say, you know, it's a lot on her players and both those teams are great players, but I think, you know, she's obviously a great coach. So it's just glad to see her getting those opportunities and seeing her take advantage of them.
Awesome. So right now with Global Jam over, do you believe that it becomes an annual event? And do you think it's something that could stay in Toronto?
I personally think I'll put it like this. If they only bring one part of it back and people are going to think this is weird, I want them to bring back the 3v3 at Yonge Dundas Square. Like that was, every time I went there, it was bumping. There's a lot of people there. The athletes were great. The like scenery was beautiful being around Yonge Dundas Square, playing a basketball game that was meaningful, that meant something. Like those people were playing for money and a chance to represent Canada. So, you know, there's a lot on the line there. And I think it was a really cool experience. And obviously we saw, you know, the celebrities get out there as well, which was kind of fun. So I think overall that, you know, I hope they bring that back. But overall, I think the tournament should stay in Toronto, not to be Toronto centric. But I think, you know, it's just, Toronto is a great city, great basketball city. Obviously, you know, a lot of the big happenings of basketball are happening in Toronto. And I think that, you know, it's just one of those cities where, you know, I think, you know, like Team Brazil is going to want to come to Toronto and play against Team Canada, who thinks they're the next up and comer. Like I can see more teams wanting to play in this tournament next year and having more interest. I think the one piece is getting more people out, because there was, you know, times in this tournament where even for Canada games, like it wasn't packed. It wasn't like filled to the brim, but I think that comes with, you know, it being a new tournament. So hopefully in the future, we can grow that attendance. And I think that'll just come with more notoriety of the event. And, you know, I like to think that I'm helping a little bit with that, and, you know, by being there and by, you know, circulating the photos, because it was a great event. I just wish that, you know, more people were there to witness it, especially, you know, over the weekend. Not to get all nationalistic, but this is a great country and I love the city of Toronto. And anytime we can have, you know, international teams come out and then also have them play against Canada basketball at whatever, you know, age group you want to throw in there, I think it'd be a good idea. And I definitely think that this fits a niche that every country needs, which is how do we fit in the development between U19 and the senior team? And this kind of provides that tournament for those players that they're like, well, you're not good enough to make the senior team yet, but you're not a bad player. We just need you to grow a little more. So this gives them that opportunity, because I don't know of any other tournament where they have a U23, you know, age. And I think that it's because for that reason, they're unique. And I think it's going to keep on moving forward, because countries are going to look at this and be like, you know what? Like, for example, I think it would be great to have a country like Spain come into this event and, you know, try to bring their talent. So we'll just have to see in the future.
That was Curtis Martin, sports photographer. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.